Okay, so thank you
You're
very much
welcome.
for agreeing to be interviewed. Wonderful. So you're an MP. Can you tell us what that means?
You're really a representative of the people in one neighbourhood. In Britain, there are 650 areas. You put a line on a map and draw a circle around it. So a city like Leeds, nearly 1 million people, divided up into eight big circles. And one of those circles is called your constituency. You then have an election. And how do you get elected? Usually, you're in a political party. You have to ask them to put your name forward, and there'll be a lot of people wanting the job. So you have a competition to see who's the best candidate. You stand as a candidate for election, you go to the election, and in the system here, of course, the one that gets the most votes wins, and you go to Parliament. And your job then is to speak for everybody in your neighbourhood, regardless of whether they voted for you or not. That's for the next election.
So you say that you represent them. So what does that mean? How do you do that?
Well, it's a job of two ends being an MP. So you have to listen to the people at home where I live, right in the heart of that neighbourhood, and listen to them at advice surgeries. I mean, on Saturdays, I will probably see 100 and 150 people who come to me with their problems in Armley Library, Bramley Library, the housing office in Wortley, across in the Burley Lodge Centre. So I go around community centres all day, every other Saturday. People come with their problems. They write to me, they ring me up, they email me. When I'm at home on Friday, I go around schools and offices and the health service, the police. I go to community groups. I do the same on Saturdays, even on Sundays and Monday mornings. We try and process from all that. What are the challenges to laws and budgets and structures that we're getting wrong? So my job is to get on the train on Monday lunchtime, get down to Parliament, and then challenge what's going on at the other end to see if the people in my neighbourhood are getting what they really need and want.
What would you say are the biggest problems then?
Well, the challenges originally were unemployment, 18% unemployment in my constituency in the 1980s when I first was elected in 87, 20 years ago. So unemployment and low pay was another issue. So I would think the challenge to the government to bring in a minimum wage has made a big difference, and unemployment falling has made a big difference. There were challenges on education, and there still are, because one of the things that happens in a neighbourhood like ours is everyone wants to get out and go beyond the ring road. That damages the schools. A third of the people in my neighbourhood only live there for less than a year. Now, you imagine a class of 30 kids when a third aren't there for the whole year. How does that affect their exams and their studies? So we've got to stop this moving out. Now, how do you do that? Making West Leeds a good place for people to live. Improving the schools helps. So a massive campaign when the Labour government came in to improve the primary schools and invest in primary schools. That's happened. But now we need to stabilise the secondary schools. So the next movement is stabilising the secondary schools so people want to stay here, not only when their kids go through primary school, but for secondary school as well.
Okay. So obviously, I mean, there's hugely committed to this area, and you obviously know this area very, very well. But I know also that you've been involved with quite a lot of other things on a sort of further scale, if you like. For example, housing.
I went to the council to complain about the disrepair of housing in my own neighbourhood. I remember at the time causing a great fuss in a committee because I spoke when I was in the public gallery and only councillors were allowed to speak. So the Labour Party at that time, I was just a member of the Labour Party, came up to me and said, I know you're very young, but you seem to be noisy on housing. Your best place to speak in the council is to be a councillor. Would you like to be a councillor? I never dreamt of being a councillor. I remember ringing my dad up, who was a great trade union activist. He's sadly died now, but and I said, Dad, they want me to be a councillor. And his response was, you're too young for that. But so was the party. But I did stand. I stood in an area where it wasn't Labour. It was a Liberal seat. And again, the strategy was community engagement. Engage with the people. And I was elected very young to the council. And then by turn of circumstance, I became in charge of the housing.
Lastly then, can you tell us what you think a good citizen is, or maybe a good citizen does?
Good citizen joins in at every level and doesn't back off and doesn't get panicky about politics, doesn't gets underneath the radar of the media commentary, may I say. So don't take it all off the television. And I'm really saying, you know, people come to me to train to be councillors for the Labour Party, to do what I did. Will you step forward and be a councillor? And they say, go to John Battle and ask him what should we do? And is it all my book collection of the history of the Labour Party, Keir Hardie in 1960s manifesto? Is it the history of what we had an argument over Clause 4 of the Constitution? Is it the arrangements of meetings and the timings and the acronyms of the GMC and the DRC? Is it? No, it's none of that. Two questions. One, do you like people? And the second question is, prove it. And I would say, take someone out onto Armley or Bramley Town Street and say, I'll stand on the other side of the road and see if you've got the bottle to go up to someone you've never met in your life before and say hello. You wouldn't know how hard that is in our society now.
Yes.
You know, on the tube with the terror bombing, it happened for a day after. But people are terrified of even speaking to each other. So what I'm looking for to be a good citizen are people who will reach out literally to other people and not be afraid of being called for doing it, that they're, you know, kind of a freak or mad. But no, to say, saying hello to people could be quite a revolutionary moment, but it's becoming quite hard in our culture. Join in and don't be afraid of the process.
Okay, thank you.